Hello and welcome to Team White. I'm Alex Linder here in Nemo, northeastern Missouri, and I'm with, as always, Jan in South Africa. And we're going to go through a bunch of slides of pictures of life in South Africa, which might be interesting and something you certainly do not see much of. Well, really, you don't see it at all in the USA or Europe. Anyway, this is Team White, podcast number 04-2019. Recording it on the 22nd of August, 2019. We'll talk a little bit about the U.S. first, and then we'll turn to South Africa. So what have you seen about the U.S. going on down there in the other end of the world, Jan?
Hey, Alex. The main thing has been Epstein, the fact that he was arrested and, you know, he got off lightly last time. And then just after we did our last show, the bastard died. He apparently hanged himself. What do you think?
Yeah, it's something that the public doesn't believe the official story. And yeah, all of a sudden, miraculously, in this federal prison where it's supposed to be super guarded, oh, the guy's dead. And a lot of people, including himself, had a good interest in his being dead. So maybe he killed himself. Maybe someone else helped him commit suicide. Who knows? They've got someone, William Barr, investigating it. And it turns out William Barr was a big name in the 80s. And I always thought he was an Irish Catholic. And, well, his dad's actually like a Jew. So his dad actually has a long relation to Epstein, hiring him for some private school when he was basically unqualified. So there's a connection there that goes back a long way. Pretty much everybody involved in the autopsy, et cetera, is a Jew. So the entire chain of information between you listening to this, if there's 25 people involved and you never heard of it, I would be the one non-Jew between you and the information. So you're going to have to go through about 24 filters to figure out what happened to Jeffrey Epstein. But we know he had Mossad connection. We know his procurer, one of his main female associates, was associated with Robert Maxwell, who was a big Jew name in media. It's Jews everywhere you look, Mossad connections, molesting underage white children. It's like someone said 100 years ago when the Jew Leo Frank attacked this young white girl and killed her, the white men of Atlanta stood up and saw that justice was carried out. Well, now 100 years later, Jews and Muslims are essentially feasting on young white children like a manufacturing assembly line. This guy, Jeffrey Epstein, they're saying he had three 12-year-old girls flown in from France as a treat for him to prey on. And this is going on and has been going on for a long, long time. And whites aren't doing anything about it. And everything we know is filtered through people of the very same ilk, race, genus, and species as Jeffrey Epstein, who have as their moral code that there's nothing you can do to a non-Jew that is immoral. So right there, they're declaring war on all the rest of humanity. So that's why I talk about exterminating them. Oh, that's extreme. No, that's getting in. That's your ticket into the arena, is trying to exterminate them. You're not even in the game unless you're trying to wipe them out, because that's how they look at you, as something to feast on. And, you know, before we get on here, I was looking at some nature documentary on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, there's some kind of wasp, and I don't know what the name of the wasp is. It doesn't matter, but it captures a cockroach. It does something to its head so that it turns into a zombie slave, cuts off its antenna, one of the cockroach's antenna, and feeds it to it. So it's so it can survive the trip, and drags it back to its lair that lays its eggs in it. And this is my point, is there's a million examples in nature of parasitism and one species taking over the mental capacities of another and using it to raise and further its own kind. And that's essentially what Jews, a different species from us, are doing. And someone like Epstein is a perfect example. We're under racial attack by Jews, and we refuse to see it. If we see it, I formulated this today and put it on pieville.net, our social media, part of the Fediverse. If you refuse, those who refuse to look at Jews from the biological perspective will be taken over by them. And that is what's going on. And Catholicism Absolutely. Was their way of incapacitating us because it refuses, it outright rejects the biological explanation of differences, not just between Jews and white, but between all different types of humans. And it just says, no, the only blood that matters is the synthetic fake blood that is wine of Jesus and the spiritual kingdom of God. The spiritual race is the only race that matters. Screw biology. That doesn't matter at all. But it does matter. Biology doesn't go away when you stop believing in it. It's still there. It still has an effect on you. Jesus goes away when you don't believe in him. He is not real. Only thing that's real is your delusion. And it does you real pain, white man. So, yeah, that's my spinning of the news.
Well, Alex, I must tell you, I was sitting here grinning because of our bad communications. I didn't want to interrupt and mess with things. But I was sitting here grinning from ear to ear as you were talking. You are saying to me that large numbers of people don't believe the Jew yeah. Epstein death story, even like mainstream people.
Yes. Now, if I really
good stuff.
Well, nice. I want to make a point here.
I have some comments too, but you go
okay,
first.
You comment after, I'll comment and then you comment. I'm not going to comment at great length, but this notion of discrediting, the media is discredited. Oscar Wilde said the second marriage is a triumph of hope over experience. Well, the belief the media can be discredited is the ultimate, instead of the second marriage, it's the 500th marriage. The media have been discredited 500 million times. Either you grasp what they're doing or you don't is really a better way of putting it. So a lot on our side have seized on these polls showing that the public don't believe the explanation of Epstein's death, and I have no doubt that's true, and they shouldn't believe it. Not that it overly matters, because the facts are known. What I said, he had connection to the Mossad. Someone wanted him dead. He may very well have wanted himself dead. And they gave him the materials to kill himself. I don't know. But he had bones broken in his throat that presumably you couldn't really break in yourself very easily without someone squeezing your throat or twisting something around it the way Leo Frank did with the cordage around Mary Fagan. But either way, the basic outlines are known. The Jews are going to hide the actual facts. But the point is, anyone who still believes the media at this point is kind of an idiot. But so discrediting the media, yeah, okay, whatever. But certainly a large sector of the public doubts this, just as they doubt 911. That can't hurt.
Excellent. That's the best news of all. Because you know something, Alex, when I got onto Twitter initially, when I was there and I was starting to get to know you and the others, a thing that was on Twitter in 2015, 2016 that I followed quite a bit to the Jew of the Jew wise people was that Jew, Lord Jana in Britain.
Yes.
Now, Alex, later on when that Jew, they were trying to get that Jew into court for, I think, over 20 years. And he managed with his Jew wangling to always escape getting into court. And then finally, when they got him into court, and I think, I'm not sure how many witnesses there were, whether it was more than 20 or 23 witnesses or whatever it was. Then just as this guy starts going to court and he's now going to be prosecuted in court, suddenly he dies in his sleep. at night in his home for, from what I could establish, no particular medical reason. And that's the end of the Jew Lord Janner. And the, to my knowledge, I don't think the case continued, or if it did, I never saw any news about it. But there were a whole stack of people lined up to testify against him about having sex with boys in the Houses of Parliament, and he just dies so conveniently. And I actually started preparing material. I was actually going to do a video about it at the time, because I thought to myself, this is way too much coincidence. You know, how come as the trial starts, he just dies? And I even began to ask myself the question, is he even dead? Because he dies at home in the night. And to my knowledge, you know, only Jews are involved. And who sees him? Why do you die? You know, I've had many close family members and old people die. But Alex, before you die, there's normally something that's wrong with you, and you will normally go to hospital or something. For you to just go to bed and just die in your sleep just for no explicable reason, that to me just sounds very fishy. And I even sat and pondered whether this guy was living in Israel. You know, is he dead or is he just living in Israel? Because, you know, Hitler also said that Israel is going to be the place, when the Jews have got a homeland, it's going to be a place for their criminals.
And yeah, they fled there. Yeah, I mean, the big picture is you don't know. You don't know. Maybe they sneaked Epstein out. I don't think it's really that valuable to go too far into it. The takeaway here is the upper reaches of government are full of Jews and people who serve Jews, and they also include all manner of sexual deviants, homosexuals and pedophiles, and the media are part of this and serve them as handmaidens, and we don't know the truth, except that they are preying on the rest of us. They are feeding off of us.
Alex, totally.
Don't get lost in the details of, they could have done something super complex and whatever, but hey, the guy was very old. People die all the time from one minute to the next. I mean, even if they're in shape. Jim Fix, the famous runner, died. You know, he had a heart attack and died. Janner was very, very old. But, you know, yeah, he and Saville and the rest of these, nothing ever happened to him. They're a bunch of pedophiles. You know, yes. No doubt there's more. That's the thing. They knew about, keep the big picture in mind, they've known about all these Muslim gangs that are pimping out white girls and drugging them to over 1 million white girls. They've known about that for more than 2 decades. So, you know, don't get up and caught up in any one case. This is a whole huge thing that's going on. And because whites don't kill the enemy or even recognize the enemy any longer like we used to, we used to go and burn down Blacktown. We used to go and string up Leo Frank from a tree in order to defend our own kind, and we no longer do that. We don't even recognize our own kind.
Yes. Yeah, Alex, and you know what? There was even a British member of parliament, a woman. She said something along the lines of that paedophilia is part of the culture of Britain or something like that. And all of that is freaking weird.
Yeah, I saw in the last week, Merkel doesn't even like to call it German people. She just calls it population. And she's arguing this very week, we need to bring in another 1 million plus of these poor Syrian war refugees who are coming from, you know, 100 nations around the globe, as long as they're non-white. They hate their own population. They're paid to destroy their own people. And they hate their own kind as a way of justifying it to themselves, I suppose, the ones who aren't Jews. And, you know, this is obscene. And they don't care. I don't think they care about anything except force. I don't think they're even truly worried about people talking against them. They don't like it. They prefer it be offline, but it's not an absolute obsession to stop it. Or they would have stopped it more quickly than they have. All they are worried about is people killing them and forcefully fighting back, is my belief.
I agree with you on that, Alex. The only final thing that I want to say is that I think with this paedophilia and Epstein Sex Island, because Prince Harry was there as well and Bill Clinton, I think that this is the secret, let's call it the secret of the upper classes. It seems to be that the whole secret is all this sex with underage children, paedophilia, and goodness knows what else it could be.
Just doing whatever they can, whatever they want, because they're better and they're more powerful and they're tougher and they're not afraid, so they don't have to live by everyday morality. That's for the suckers. That's
Yes.
how they see it. They look down. I know from knowing Jews, they look down on non-Jews. Absolutely. It's not just some theory you read on a white nationalist site. If you meet them, they absolutely think non-Jews and whites are stupid, crude animals who are not on the same level they are.
Yeah,
And so you wanted
Alex.
that. Why do they behave the way they do? That because they see it that way. And in reality, I mean, you could say you don't like what they do, but it's hard to say that they're wrong because they do work together so thickly. They're trying to reset. We talked about Leo Frank. I won't go into it again, but when you're trying to resuscitate the reputation of a pedophile murderer 100 years after the fact, that's extreme racial loyalty. They're not saying, okay, yeah, you got us. This guy really was a bad guy. Nope. They're saying, nope, he was wrongfully convicted, and they know he did it. They know what he did, what he was accused of and convicted of doing. They absolutely 100% know it. They are a thoroughgoing, complete race of liars. And they are very tightly genetically bound together so that they really must almost like, you know how sometimes they claim that like twins who are obviously physically separated, if something happens to one of them multiple states away at the same time, another one might feel it. Jews really almost seem to be like that. They really feel like, oh my God, this pedophile murderer, we tried to bribe the governor to commute his sentence, but the white man of Georgia stood up and lynched him, as they always say, or carried out his sentence, I like to put it. And they really seem to feel pain from that even 100 years later. And they know their guy was guilty. So they don't see anything abstract or individualistic about this stuff at all. It is purely team politics.
Yes,
And like La Raza says, for our race, everything, and for those outside of our race, nothing. That's La Raza, the Mexican thing, but it might as well stand for Jews. And whites are sitting here, fairness, individuality, rule of law, constitution. They're worshiping all these abstractions while they're getting screwed on the ground.
absolutely, absolutely, yeah,
That's why
what's
our
all.
podcast is called Team White. We have to function as a team or we are fucked as individuals.
Totally, Alex. Totally. No, I'm with you, Alex. Totally agree with you.
Yeah, and you know, and in the British stuff, okay, so Prince Andrew, he started coming under some heat. He was down there at Epstein's thing, but there's one point I want to make. Did I make it last time? I honestly can't remember.
No, you make it again. There's
It wasn't about
nothing lost.
Andrew. What it was that, okay, there is a synagogue down in South Padre Island that is very similar looking to Jeffrey Epstein's synagogue. Did I say this last time?
No, definitely
I
not.
can't remember, but anyway, you sent me that picture of Epstein. It has like a square, really chunky, ugly, blue and white striped building. Now, the synagogue, I think it's a synagogue. Maybe it's a community center or something in South Padre, which I had never noticed until I was there a few years ago. Suddenly it popped up. It looks like all white marble or whatever, but it's similar, like a square shape. So if any white girls have gone missing from spring break,
Go looking
I'm
there.
not saying there's a connection there. I'm implying there's a connection there. I'm not saying there's a connection there. You know, because maybe those Jews are different from every other Jew that ever existed. Who am I to say? Yeah, now I'm down turning into a Catholic form of arguing. Well, the fact that they all chose at every recorded moment to behave evilly doesn't prove that free will doesn't exist. They totally could have been different in that case. Yeah, okay, buddy. Good argument there. You know, it's absurd. I'm just saying this is something I've noticed.
Alex, with all these kinds of people, whites have to break out of their their shell. And I think that for whites, the process of waking up is just one shock on top of another. When I look at the people who I know and who've started waking up, I think they are just astounded and shocked by what they see. Because
this is what I say when they're. This is why, you know, Christianity might as well have been designed to prepare whites mentally to be dominated by Jews, because whites are taught the golden rule. What is the golden rule?
You mustn't do any harm. do unto others as you want them to do unto you.
So what is the assumption there?
The assumption is that the others behave the way that you will behave. But
the assumption is the others are the same as you are. But what if they're as radically different as Jews are from whites? Then you're screwed, because you're looking at them and expecting that they're well motivated and they have the same basic mentality as you do, and they don't. Their mentality is what I described earlier. Their mentality is, oh, yum, I'm having 3 12-year-olds sent to me in a plane so I can molest them. They have an entirely different way of looking at the world. They're a different species. So, and no, white people have never, ever thought about this. Ever. Because
probably,
they've been steeped in universalism of Christianity.
Well, probably the only whites who've ever thought about it are the anti-Semites.
Well, they and the, yeah, and most of them
and
have
the,
learned.
And the Nazis.
They weren't raised that way. They had to learn it. Yeah, and that's the reason for doing the podcast, to get people to start thinking about things differently from not even the way they've been trained to think, but the assumptions that what they've heard have been based on. You know, people are not fungible. They're not all the same. They fall into different and competing species. That's a way of looking at the world, and it's more valid than the Christian way of looking at the world because it explains it better. We can explain why they act the way they do. The Catholic is like, well, they reject Jesus, so they'd be good people. Well, they're a different race. They act differently. That's
well,
how
Alex,
nature is.
In the days of Bill Clinton, and Bill Clinton saying that whites are going to be the minority in the future and everything, and I deeply detest Clinton, I used to think to myself, it's like in order to be a liberal and to believe what Clinton is saying, you have to be born again like a child every day, because clearly you are not learning anything from what's going on around you. You have to be a born again fool, a born again sucker every day, because all their stuff is just hocus pocus, and within 24 hours, if you looked around, you would see that that stuff's not valid, you know?
Well, if you look at him as a criminal and he's saying, look, I don't want to be in a settled, normal white society. How does that benefit me? I intend to, you know, do all kinds of criminal activity to become rich and enjoy myself sexually. And I, a settled white society is the enemy of that. I look forward to the day that, you know, I'm surrounded by blacks and browns and there's more sexual opportunities, more criminal opportunities, because I'll stick out less. So he's essentially, you know, he serves the Jewish agenda of race mixing and all that, but essentially it provides him with the same thing, a criminal element he can move freely in. Fish need a sea to swim among, whether they're revolutionaries or criminals or whatever. They want to create an environment that works for them. And a lot of whites, or not the majority, but a section of them, are what I call malocclusives. You know, they're unhappy, they're deranged, they're sexual perverts, they're whatever. And they find a natural friend and ally in the Jew, because the environment the Jew is trying to create works for them. For the Clintons, that's getting rich any way possible and getting power over other people and getting sexual opportunities. And working with Jews provides them all that.
Well, all I can say, and I think this also comes from Alfred Schaeffer, in some of the discussions that I had with Alfred. Alfred made it clear that when there were Germans who listened to him and they awoke to the reality, that they were absolutely revulsed by what they by the notions once they understood it. And I must tell you, the natural reaction of whites should be when they realize that all their leaders and all the upper class are scum, is, that's treason. These people must be killed.
Yeah, see, the Germans are more family-like, and they don't understand that, like, other people do not have their level of seriousness and integrity. Not saying that they have all that much themselves, but I'm saying others have even less. And so they're apt to misinterpret the Anglo world. And I think Hitler's a good example of that. I don't think he understood just how shabby and dishonest and Jewed out other white areas of the globe are.
Well, let's call it the Anglo areas of the globe, because
Yeah,
it seems to be the English speaking whites who are the sickest of the lot, not so?
and we actually get help from the Catholics in understanding how Protestantism came about and how closely associated it was with ripping off the monasteries and working with the Jews. And there's just a lot of corruption and criminal activity associated with that, and that mentality is carried over, worshiping money and eventually, supporting the rest of the garbage, the sexual agenda.